Let's start with the criminal background part of this. Under the proposed rules, anyone who wants a piece of the legal marijuana business would have to submit to a background check, even the financial backers of a marijuana startup. A felony conviction in the last 10 years would likely disqualify someone, but a couple of misdemeanor pot convictions would not even count against an applicant. Brian Smith is a spokesman for the Liquor Control Board. He says that rule was written with black market operators in mind.
They want to get into the recreational marijuana market. They want to be legit. The board wants them to get out of the black market and to come into the recreational market and be legitimate. And so that's the thinking that the board had.
Licensed applicants would be scored based on their criminal background. Where marijuana can be grown has been a topic of much discussion. The board proposes to limit grows to indoor secure buildings or greenhouses, no emerald waves of marijuana plants out in the open. But it's another limitation in the proposed rules having to do with a very specific marijuana product that's getting a lot of attention. It's a ban on hash and other forms of concentrated THC extracted from marijuana plants unless it's infused into a product. Jim Anderson is with a company called Extracted, and he's very unhappy about this ban.
I believe that the products that we are producing have received a bad rap because of the nickname BHO. Butane extracted hash oil.
Anderson says butane is often used to extract the THC, but if done right, it leaves no chemical trace in the final product. He plans to fight the ban on raw marijuana extracts. The Liquor Control Board's Brian Smith says,
I think the board was inclined to allow concentrates.
But Smith says the board got some legal advice to the contrary.
The law says that usable marijuana is the buds or the flowers of a marijuana plant, and an extract doesn't meet that criteria of being the bud.
Now, this interpretation concerns Allison Holcomb. She's with the ACLU of Washington, and she led the campaign to legalize recreational marijuana in Washington.
There are broader implications than the fact that stores couldn't sell those products.
Holcomb says if the courts agreed that marijuana extracts don't qualify under the law, then anyone in possession of these products could face arrest and prosecution.
Because Initiative 502 amended our possession law to decriminalize possession of usable marijuana and marijuana-infused products, not marijuana generally.
Holcomb now wants the Liquor Control Board to define exactly what a marijuana extract is. She says the legislature may ultimately need to get involved. These proposed marijuana rules are really the first significant window into the Liquor Control Board's thinking as it implements pot legalization in Washington. The plan is to have final rules in place by this summer and begin the application process for business licenses in September. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.